WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Jurors have been dismissed following a first full day of deliberations in Donald Trump's criminal trial, but they left after making a second request. CBS's Errol Barnett reports they asked to hear jury instructions again, in addition to requests for transcripts of testimony by two key witnesses.
One of the four is Michael Cohen's testimony regarding that Trump Tower meeting, also David Pecker's testimony regarding that meeting, and then two other questions as it relates to Pecker's testimony.
Both were reportedly part of a meeting at Trump Tower where this hush money scheme was orchestrated ahead of the 2016 election. Trump has denied any involvement, but deliberations have been going on for hours today. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The question, of course, also is where are they? Meaning, are they just in the beginning or are they close to a verdict? And who is this good or bad for?
Deliberations continue tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Entrepreneurs in Wisconsin are getting a multi-million-dollar boost. Governor Evers says the Wisconsin Investment Fund is a public-private venture capital initiative helping new businesses with $100 million in startup money.
That's only the beginning. As the businesses that receive these investments start to grow, the value of the fund will grow with them, and this will create new opportunities to help even more businesses expand.
The fund will invest in technology, healthcare, agriculture, manufacturing, and other sectors. The U.S. House version of the federal farm bill includes $30 billion in cuts to the SNAP food assistance program. The USDA says 17 million U.S. households were food insecure as recently as 2022. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents of its 12th annual Free Fun Weekend. According to a press release, state park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes will be waived for all visitors on Saturday and Sunday. Officials hope that the free weekend gives residents an opportunity to enjoy everything the state parks have to offer and convince them to give the annual pass or fishing license a try. The Free Fun Weekend will also feature free fishing clinics for fishing beginners. The chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has filed a motion to dismiss a discrimination lawsuit against him. The lawsuit was filed by a former employee named Olga Diaz, who argues that Chancellor James Schmidt asked her to resign after supporting another employee's affirmative action claim against him. Schmidt's motion argues that Diaz does not have sufficient facts and evidence to support her claim that he asked her to resign from her vice chancellor position because of her race.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A new look for the Packers defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers continue OTA practices. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley on what he thinks about his new safety, Xavier McKinney, signed in free agency.
No, it's funny you guys asked me about that. One, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
NFL OTAs could be a thing of the past. The players' union working on a proposal to eliminate voluntary spring practices and in return have players report earlier to training camp. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-3 loss in extra innings to the Cubs at AmFam Field. Chicago scoring 5 runs in the 10th after a 1-1 tie in the 9th. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on snapping a 5-game losing streak.
That's why you keep fighting and, the ball talk, it, ends up getting their closer out of the game, and then we put together a really good inning.
That's the Cubs' Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, then a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-70s. Showers and storms return Thursday night and Friday. And rain chances continue into the weekend, highs stay in the 70s. Currently, it's 66.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by comedian and former Dinner in a Movie host, Paul Gilmartin. We'll talk about the new Dinner in a Movie reboot, and I'll be joined in studio by filmmaker Craig Anthony Knitt.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the up all night, sleep all day edition. Our basic goal here, to keep you awake for at least the next 2 hours. How you doing, little buddy?
Awesome, Crudy. Good to see you. Rich on the board. Thank you, brother. 844-967-2789. The jury has been sent home today, Crudy. They're done deliberating for the day.
Did somebody wake up the defendant and tell him?
Pardon me. Yes, apparently the defendant was once again really tired. I think he was up rage tweeting all night and therefore was unable to stand when everyone else, when the jury, extra jurors were leaving, he was still sitting down and getting gently prodded by his attorney. Hey. I mean, it seems to me like one of when you fall asleep in class and everyone just leaves, you know, you wake up, you're the last one there. Where'd everybody go? I mean, what is he doing?
Was he drooling on the defense table?
Right.
Dom, something I did not realize until today, and I find it quite intoxicating, quite frankly. The fact the defendant has got to stay, at the courthouse? Or at least in proximity?
At the courthouse while the jury is deliberating.
He's stuck in town.
Yeah, I called for a verdict by tomorrow. Wait, what is today? No, see, I told you. Keep thinking it's
today
Thursday.
Is Wednesday.
By Friday, another couple of days. Now, apparently, the jury wants to get
drag it out. Drag it out.
Oh, the fact that Trump, and I did not know this either, was news to me. I saw it on the New York Times. Trump must also remain inside the courthouse while the jury is deliberating. So I'm with you, man. Let this thing, let it go. 30 days is fine with me.
Dom, let me ask the audience now. 844-967-2789. How is Donald Trump killing the time while the jury is out? How does Donald Trump spend his days when he's trapped in Manhattan at the courthouse, or maybe a diner nearby? I'd like to hear from the audience.
The diner nearby, man, he's got to be in the courthouse. Now,
no, I was told.
Yes.
And when I say I was told, I was watching CNN and I heard other legal experts that have actually had this problem. They often will take the defendant off campus to a nearby restaurant or bar. I'm like, I'd be hammer drunk. You know, if you left me at a bar all day, day drinking, waiting on a jury.
And you must stay here. I mean, you know, they wouldn't know. You wouldn't communicate with the jury when they came up with their decision. But, okay. So anyway, nearby in town, in the courthouse.
I know you'd be hammer drunk.
Either way you look at it, Donald Trump is hamstrung. He's got to stay there until this thing is done.
Again, I ask the fair audience, 844-967-2789, that works as a phone number, works as a text number. But the question, how's Trump going to kill his time while the jury is out? There are only so many positive Trump headlines that they can feed the man. I was reading over at the Raw Story Dom, former President Donald Trump had to be shaken awake during court proceedings in his criminal hush money trial Wednesday. That's today, Dom, in case you were, you know, a little lost on your calendar. Even as Justice Juan Merchan sent the jury off to determine his fate, according to one journalist inside the building, the man's, the jury is out and Trump's still sleeping. Let him sleep. He's so beautiful he's so when he sleeps. Isn't that what Lena Haba or one of his sycophants said? Oh, Lauren Boebert had that to say of him. Dom, lead attorney Todd Blanche was seen repeatedly prodding his client as alternative jurors filed out of the Manhattan criminal courtroom. Hey, wake up, old man. Where Trump stands accused of falsifying business records to conceal hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Here is how it's being reported by the Daily News's Molly Crane Newman. Blanche appeared to gently shake Trump awake. Wake up, old man. Nudging his shoulder as the six alternatives filed out of the courtroom, and he was the only person still sitting down. It's not the first time Trump was caught sleeping in the court. Really? I mean, sleeping and farting quite often. I believe the reports have said.
Dreamy Don.
Don Snorleone? Reporters inside the courtroom said Trump took frequent bona fide naps, or as he has described it in the past, repeatedly closed his beautiful blue eyes.
You know, when my old man used to hang out with us and after dinner or whatever, he'd all the time, he'd close his eyes for a few minutes. And, you know, all of a sudden he starts that look, you know, one of those that snore himself awake. I'm like, God, Dad, just go up and lay down, man. Get it, you know, take a nap. Oh, no, I'm just resting my eyes. I do that right before I fall asleep, too.
I do that on the radio show when you're talking sometimes. His sleepy, he being Trump, his sleepy demeanor in court stands in stark contrast to the nervy messaging he delivered outside of the courtroom, where he compared himself, and I often do this, Dom, to Mother Teresa.
Oh, yes, because Jesus was too big a stretch,
and
or has he already done that?
Painted himself as a victim of a kangaroo court. Trump's apparent calm contrasts with CNN analysts say are mounting fears amongst his team he will be convicted. And former federal prosecutor Joyce Vance on Wednesday took note of what the newest NAP report indicated in regards to the presumptive Republican nominee's ongoing presidential campaign. You know, he's burning the candle at both ends, Dom. If you can't stay awake in your own criminal trial, Vance quipped, you might not be the best person to run the country.
Just suggested.
There are some contrasts there. I mean, you really got to think about that. If he is not capable of staying awake at his felonious criminal trial, maybe he's not well suited to, you know, run the country. MAGA thinks he's perfect.
He's perfect. He's great. He's awesome. He's our guy. He's Don. Of course, if this were anything to do with
give Joe me Biden, more of the Don Snorleone guy.
I mean, it would be all over the place. They'd be going nuts about it. But since it's their guy as standard, they just give it a pass. 844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? You are up. Welcome. Happy hump day, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. Good. I didn't even see you in the queue yet. Way to get up there.
It's just that you guys flashed an image in my head I can't get out. I would love to see Donald Trump coming back into that courthouse at like 3:30 in the afternoon after sitting at a bar getting hammered drunk. I mean, by all reports, he's never been drunk in his life. I would love to see his first drunk be a hammer drunk in front of a jury.
I don't think that would bode well for the soon-to-be convicted former president, first-time binge drinker.
If he's coming back into the courthouse, Bob, if he's coming back into the courthouse, they've already made the decision. Whether or not he's sober or falling over drunk won't matter. They're going to change their mind if he's stone-cold sober, man.
Bob, have you ever been in court drunk? Because my lawyer was when I was a defendant.
Maybe that's why you were convicted.
I was in court and I was drunk and I was not dressed appropriately either.
But were you naked, Bob? Did they bring you straight from the holding cell?
Bad boys. What you gonna do?
It was in Key West, so they were lax about the dress rule at least.
Yeah.
But no, I don't care. I don't care if he goes into a jury that hates him. I just want to see him stand there and try to bluff his way through a hammer drunk in front of these people. It would be well worth the price of admission.
Well, the crushing and snorting of the Ritalin might have something to do with it. I mean, yeah, you got to cannonball it, man. A little bit of up, a little bit of down. You got the whole point to keep an even keel, Bob. Thanks for the call, man.
Don pulls it off.
9-6-7
at least a couple hours each day on the radio, man. I don't know how you do it. You're a great little drunk.
It is. It's the peak and valleys kill you, man. That's what you got to stay away from.
Just stay drunk constantly.
You never get a hangover then.
844-967-2789. There is some new news, Dom. I don't know if you'd call this new news, but there is some news at the Daily Beast that apparently post-sexual escapade with Stormy Daniels, Trump went back to the golf course the next day and did a little bragging to some of the professional athletes. Told them they should all be bedding a porn star.
Yeah, man. It added like 20 yards to his drive.
Well, that's everybody. What was being anonymously reported. Now, a professional athlete, I'm thinking Ben Roethlisberger, didn't want his name associated with Donald Trump. He's had his own sexual problems, if you know what I'm saying. Same golf tournament. Same Lake Tahoe golf tournament.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure Ben, like, he walked her back to the room, or like he tried to get someone in on the action at the time, to my reading of the reporting.
I don't know if Ben Roethlisberger was there when... No, that was later. Like, Trump was trying to introduce her around, saying everyone should know Stormy. What do you think, Dom? Do you think he was watching some porn today, killing some time, maybe some old historic Stormy tapes?
Wow, right? Well, VHS tapes out, man. I mean, you know, Beta, who knows what they got these days?
Well, she is on the hub. I did a little research for the sake of the show.
I mean, she was in her 20s back then, man. That's a long time ago. Looked a lot like his daughter.
I wonder why Ivanka hasn't showed up for the hush money trial of the woman that apparently reminds Trump of his daughter. Wonder why she wouldn't come to court to support the old man. Maybe she knows he snores loud and farts when he sleeps. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. I've stayed in the room with you. You do as well, Salvia. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down.
Mother Teresa could not beat those charges, but we'll see. We'll see how we do.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women, everywhere.
Hey, we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil Advocates radio show, the greatest radio show ever. Gets a little better when you join us, 844-967-2789. Crudy, I want to reinforce my statement from the last segment. Talking about Big Ben Roethlisberger and Stormy Daniels. I found this at the postgazette.com. This is the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. This is back on May 7th. Former Steelers quarterback who won a Super Bowl was sitting with Mr. Trump at a Lake Tahoe at the Tahoe Resort on July of 2006, the day after Ms. Daniels first had sex with then NBC's The Apprentice host. Daniels testified. She said Trump's bodyguard called to ask if she would meet him again. She agreed because it wasn't public. He introduced me as his little friend Stormy to Big Ben, quote unquote, Daniels testified. She then said that she talked Roethlisberger into letting her try on his championship ring. Ooh, it was all new, man. He just won. Then she testifies, quote, Donald excused himself. He had to leave. I don't remember why. And he made Ben promise to take care of me. She said in a 2011 interview with In Touch magazine, she testified that Mr. Trump had Mr. Roethlisberger walk her back to her hotel room. In her 2018 book, she wrote that she was terrified because the former Steeler asked for a good night kiss and pushed her hotel room door. There's more to it, but you can find it. Point being, yeah, Ben was in on that too. And if Trump was talking trash at the golf course, I mean, that seems to reinforce that.
Well, let me read a little from the Trump team's denial today, Dom.
Okay.
Donald Trump's chief spokesman has lashed out at new revelations about Donald Trump's actions at the celebrity golf tournament he participated in, where he met up with adult film star Stormy Daniels and had a brief sexual fling, it's written here, Dom, and that has come back to haunt him. In an interview with the Daily Beast, a celebrity athlete who wished to remain anonymous described the former president boasting about having sex with the porn star the following day and called the former president's follow-up comments gross. Gag me with a spoon, Dom. According to the Beast report, the athlete stated he was close to Trump and Daniels while they socialized at the 2006 American Century Championships celebrity golf tournament on the Nevada side of Lake Tahoe, and that when he boasted about sleeping with the porn star, everyone knew who he was talking about. It was clear to me and everyone who heard him he was talking about Stormy, the pro athlete claims, and claimed that Trump encouraged other celebs to try and have sex with Daniels. Comments he called crass, gross, and stupid. Up until then, I thought maybe it was Ben Roethlisberger, but maybe not, because Ben apparently took the advice, unless it's the rejection we're now reading about at the Daily Beast.
Perhaps.
He said all these things like, you got to bang a porn star. It's incredible. It added 20 yards to my drive today.
Oh, my God, dude.
The report notes that he has shared the Trump tryst story before and that prosecutors in the Manhattan hush money trial did not reach out to him, with the Beast reporting his account appears to be the first publicly reported description of Trump telling people he had sex with Daniels around the time Daniels says he did. Let's not forget Todd Blanche, in summation earlier this week, is still claiming never happened.
Never happened.
Asked for a comment, Trump spokesperson Steve Chung, what a great job that must be, attempted to dismiss the new revelations, instead accusing the reporter of working hand-in-hand with President Joe Biden's re-election campaign. This is Joe's fault?
Uh-huh.
The Biden campaign is in freak-out mode and will try anything to cling to power. Crooked Joe Biden is a failed president trying to distract from his disastrous tenure. Publishing lies, rumors, and innuendos are the hallmarks of losing campaigns and desperate failing media outlets trying to stay afloat. It's time to make America great again and re-elect President Trump. That doesn't sound like a denial, Dom.
I didn't hear him say it didn't happen.
Dom, Trump's hush money trial related to Daniel's affair is headed for a closure this week. This week? I hope it's longer than that. Because apparently Trump has to hang around the courtroom, or at least the courthouse, or stay in nearby proximity. And I would wonder, Dom, how do you kill that kind of time? I mean, you know he's not playing Wordle.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Maybe someone got one of those little spinner things, the fidgets. Maybe he's got a fidget or like a little spinning top.
How many Diet Cokes do you think he goes through during this waiting period? Three an hour? Maybe four? He's got a button back at Mar-a-Lago. He pushes, and at the Oval Office. Bring me a Diet Coke. That was like his favorite thing to say. Well, I've heard even sitting in court without the benefit of his IV drip Diet Cokes, that's part of the reason he's sitting there so sleepy, man. He can't get his proper ingestion.
You can't have a soda or something at the defense table? I mean, what is this?
I have seen it written that he is unable to consume Diet Cokes in the same voracious way he normally does.
Ah, good thing he's not a smoker. That'd be tough. Yeah, what is Donald Trump doing? I here's what I think he's doing. You know, when people go to prison, all of a sudden they become like attorneys. Yeah, I'm going to do my own research. You know, and I found the one thing that's going to get me out of here, right?
Didn't Michael Cohen use AI to be a prison attorney for him?
Donald Trump is probably doing some Googling on law, and he's been talking about this, defense of attorney, I got to come up
advice of counsel defense.
So he's very concerned that he was not able to present this particular defense for some reason. It's all Marshawn's fault, but what's Trump been doing, man? He's been Googling black law dictionaries or not.
Are you sure that's not Urban Dictionary?
Oh, not at all.
Folks,
does he have his phone?
You know, the only person, my understanding, that's had a phone in court are the Trump supportive. And in fact, it was reported earlier today as Marshawn was instructing the jury.
Yeah.
Trump attorney, but not on this trial. Alina Haba, you know, better to be pretty than smart because you can fake smart. And I'm thinking, not in your case, but she apparently was looking at videos while Marshawn was instructing the jury. And my only question, was she watching porn in court? Did she get caught watching porn in court, Dom?
Maybe some Stormy Daniels best of? I mean, hard to say.
And looking for a sculpatory video?
When I did do some research for the show and observed some of Stormy's work over the years, of the highlight reel that I saw, every one of the male actors used a condom. Just saying.
I didn't find that in my research. More Devil's Advocates.
.5 The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Madison judge will decide whether to restore collective bargaining rights many public sector workers in Wisconsin lost under Act 10. Attorney Jacob Carabel argued yesterday that Act 10 illegally gives police and firefighters more rights than other public workers.
Act 10 created two categories of public employees. The distinction that Act 10 created between these groups of employees lacks a rational basis.
Republicans say Act 10 has survived other court challenges over the years. Even if a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss this summer succeeds, there's nothing to stop Voss from running again this fall. That's a former Government Accountability Board director, Kevin Kennedy, tells WisPolitics. The recall group submitted 8,000 petition signatures yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has announced it will be removing the blue emergency telephone poles on its campus. According to a WQOW report, campus police say the emergency phones have been used just three times since 2015, and the vast majority of emergency calls are placed from a cell phone. UWEC officials believe their efforts are best spent educating students on the capabilities of cell phones in an emergency situation, rather than spending their time maintaining the emergency phone poles. The Chippewa Valley Veterans Tribute has received a significant donation from Hardee's. According to a WEAU report, the restaurant is donating $30,000 that it raised during its Stars for Heroes campaign last year, which runs each year from Memorial Day to the 4th of July. Half of the funds raised go to a national program, with the other half set aside for local organizations. This year's campaign will be the eighth year that the Chippewa Valley Veterans Tribute and Hardee's have partnered for the campaign.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Morgan Spurlock, who lampooned the fast food industry with his documentary Supersize Me, has passed away. Yahoo Entertainment reports the Academy Award nominee died due to complications from cancer. Spurlock showed the effects that an all-fast food diet had on his body and mind. He was 53. Let's stick with gluttony. All great competitors should know when to step down. Such is the case with competitive eater Kobayashi, who claims in his career that he has eaten over 10,000 hot dogs. I actually thought that would be more. Kobayashi once consumed 50 hot dogs in 12 minutes, shattering the previous record of 25 1/8 hot dogs in the same amount of time. The athlete says after eating competitively, two words that should never be used together under any circumstances, for decades, he has no appetite. The moral of the story? If you cram as much food as you can into your pie hole for two decades, you'll eventually lose your appetite. And that's a great way to keep the weight off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, then a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-70s. Showers and storms return Thursday night and Friday. And rain chances continue into the weekend, highs stay in the 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we take a look at the very important topic of mental health. It is May, which is Mental Health Month. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates are all right by me, dumb. Welcome yes, back to it. 844-967-2789. We mentioned this is a up all night, sleep all day Wednesday edition. Dom's not even clear what day of the week it is.
It's Wednesday. I figured it out.
But the truthy social tweeting, or whatever you call it, the truthing that Trump did overnight.
The socialing?
It was very strange because you talked about the advice of counsel defense that Trump was longing for. But do you know whose advice he's claiming he was following under that advice of counsel defense? Michael Cohen. Let me read a little of this for the sake of the audience now. The former president spent the evening stewing on Truthy Social about closing arguments in his hush money trial, complaining in all caps rants that New York Justice Juan Merchan refused to permit him to use an advice of counsel defense, which would have allowed him to argue that he'd relied in good faith on legal advice from attorney Michael Cohen. Let me read what Trump was truthing out last night, Dom, because this is ironic. He basically is saying, look at the credibility that Michael Cohen had. I didn't have a fixer. I had a lawyer who at the time was fully accredited and accepted within the legal community, but the judge is not allowing me to use the reliance on counsel defense. I may be the only person in the country not allowed to do so, and the only one who has a very unconstitutional and restrictive gag order. Not fair. Freedom! I think he stole that freedom from, you know,
Mel Gibson.
Well, I was going to say Scott Walker, but, you know, it works either way. Now, the judge ordered Trump's lawyers to disclose before the trial whether they would raise an advice of counsel defense. And they said they would not, but would instead offer something called the presence of counsel. Merchan wrote, which I've never heard of.
There's no such thing.
A little bit more from the, you know, late night truther, Dom. Can you imagine that I, as a defendant, am not allowed to rebut or correct many lies told during the five-hour filibuster just put on by the Soros-backed DA's office in the Manhattan court? Yeah, you could have given testimony. You chose not to. A little bit more. Trump posted, referring to the closing argument by prosecutor Joshua Steinglass. What a disgraceful performance of misrepresentation it was. MAGA 2024. Just got to put it out there, like hashtag mean girl. Right. Now, Dom, defendants delivered their closing arguments first in New York while prosecutors go last. But many states reverse that order but allow prosecutors to deliver a rebuttal since they bear the burden of proof, of proving the guilt. And Trump then turned his attention to Robert De Niro, of course, who had joined President Joe Biden's campaign outside the courthouse to praise the heroism of former police officers Harry Dunn and Michael Fanone on their actions during the January 6th riot. And the actor then argued with a bystander who interrupted to call them traitors. This is how Trump responded to De Niro last night on his Truthy social platform, Dom, that they earned nearly $750,000 this quarter.
Wow.
And only burned something north of $300 million. But anyways.
It's great.
I never knew how small, both mentally and physically, wacko former actor Robert De Niro was. Today, De Niro, who suffers from an incurable case of Trump derangement syndrome, commonly known in the medical community as TDS.
Yes. Yes, they're teaching it with Wisconsin Medical right now, dude. It's all over the place. I'm going to quit radio. I'm going to go get my degree in TDS because this is tedious.
So late last night, as he's out truthy socialing these things, he felt it important to let you know the medical community calls it TDS. Was met outside the courthouse
with a force far greater than the radical left, MAGA. Robert, who's moved...
he goes on to crap on De Niro a little bit. Again, guy won a couple Oscars. He's 8 times nominated. Let me see if I can catch the spirit.
It's Robert De Niro, man.
Robert, whose movies, artistry, and brand have gone way down in value since he entered the political arena, takes one to no one, fella.
You know what I mean? So much projection.
Pot
all the time.
Meet Black Kettle? Since he entered the political arena at the request of crooked Joe Biden, looks so pathetic and sad out there. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? What?
Yeah, what time? Are these timestamped? Can you tell, or is this an article you're getting this from?
I was reading this from an article. I'm not currently on the Truthy Social. Apparently, one of the jurists in the Trump hush money trial follows Trump on the Truthy Social.
Oh.
I didn't see that as a good sign. 844-967-2789. Any more you want to contribute, or should we let the audience tell us?
I'm actually, let's see here, Truthy details, not allowed to rebut. Okay, so the filibuster, Mega 2024, that was sent at 11:20 p.m. That would have been Eastern time.
That's not so late. I was up past midnight last night.
But he's a tired old man. I'm confused. He fell asleep at court again today. Man, he was the only one sitting down in the courtroom when some of the jury was leaving. Man, he's going to get prodded by his attorney to get his ass awake. And by the way, I did hear Tapper on CNN again reinforce Donald Trump. While he does not necessarily have to be in the courtroom that he's being tried in, he has to be in the courthouse.
So he can't leave the building?
Correct.
Can't go to a strip club? Can't go to Scores?
Nope.
Delicatessens? No nope, day no drinking? No bodega appearances?
I mean, nope.
844-967-2789. You can always appear on the greatest radio show ever. Just dial us like Mark has from Perry to Sack. Mark, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't do any drinking until I get cleared by my doctor.
What sort of company would you make for the defendant?
I'd make poor company for the defendant because I just, my tolerance for idiocy is just not existent anymore with this guy.
Really? Right. Mine's really gotten, I've discovered, Mark, I have a great tolerance for idiocy. It's really moved the mark these last few years, I got to tell you.
Maybe that's, I'm not defining it quite right. It's just sad that it kind of makes me heartsick when I hear these people, I say, well, they shouldn't have brought these charges against Donald Trump. You know that it just, they should just ignore all his criming that has gone on. Just ignore the fact that one of the first meetings he had with the Russians, he dropped the dime on an agent and got that, so we had to pull that agent had to get pulled out of, that where it was, and that that he ended up his career in the White House by stealing documents and not giving them back, and who knows.
They were my documents. I declassified them in my mind, Mark. You don't even know how the process works.
But those were not his documents. Those were the people's documents. They were property of the people of the United States, held in trust by the current occupant, whoever the current occupant of the White House is, and he certainly violated the public trust there. I mean, it's just,
I got to tell you, Mark. Violating the public trust is way down the list of the alleged crimes of Donald Trump. And I think perhaps even, cooking the books to pay off a porn star that you allegedly had sex with by your own bragging at the golf outing. But anyways, a few more callers. Let's try to sneak some in.
Hang on real quick, Crudy. 844-967-2789. The Truthy Social. His last tweet, 11:46 p.m., last night. That was the Where Have You Gone, Joe DiMaggio. And then...
Cuckoo-ca-choo?
Then, once again, Up and Adam did a share at 6:16 a.m.
I got more sleep last night than Trump did.
And that's assuming. Of course, he didn't like put down and pass out and get up and go. I mean, it's probably a process for Trump. So,
do you think there was some bronzer in there somewhere?
I mean, don't you?
The hair takes at least an hour.
I know, man.
I mean, those toupees, they don't just jump on your head.
Pizza Box Mike, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us, buddy?
Hey, Michael.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Welcome.
Hey, you know, I think that this trial is a total sham against the American public. I mean, why can't I watch what's going on here? You got this bulldog lawyer called pulling a liar. So no kidding, dude. That's a prerequisite before you can get hired by Trump or anything. You got to be a liar and a cheater, which says something about you defending the biggest liar about you called the MVP of liar, Michael Cohen. Not even up to the ankles of Donald Trump, 31,000 lies as president. Come on, dude. This is really bad. He's going to walk away from it. So all it takes is one person to say, oh, no, I don't think he's guilty. And this clown walks. The justice in this country, well, to be honest with you, democracy and justice has never been a big part of this country since the day it was established.
It's something we aspire to, Mike. We're trying to get there. And I share you, man. I hear you. But we got to wait and see. They just went to deliberations. They're done for the day, Mike. They'll come back tomorrow. They'll keep plugging away. Trump will be in New York at the courthouse while it happens. I hear you, man. I do. And I appreciate you, Mike. I know you're passionate. I know you're dialed in. I know you're tuned in. But I got to tell you, I'm feeling okay about this right now. Look, at the end of the day, however we feel about it, regardless, good or bad about it, doesn't impact the outcome. You know, it's not like, oh man, I didn't watch the Brewer game last night, and as soon as I turned it on, they started losing. No, the universe doesn't work like that. We can have our feelings, have our thoughts. We can justify them based on the facts as we are aware of them or the truths that we know. But at the end of the day, this is in the hands of 12 other people, man. It ain't us. It ain't us. And did the prosecution do their job? We'll find out.
You always underestimate the risk to America, Dom. You always underestimate. You know, you're just self-complacent. You're just happy to be you. You live the life of Riley. I mean, your life ain't getting any worse under a Trump administration till they throw you in the gulag.
Yeah, until they expose some lawfare on me for what? Paying off a porn star and what? Adjusting some bank records, some business records. Come on, man. You got to be engaged to do that. I do think that another Trump presidency would be bad for this country. I really do. I certainly agree with that. But here's the thing.
But good for Dom.
Folks that support Donald Trump, they're not going anywhere, whether or not Trump loses. Man, this is
but I don't want to give them the keys to government and the new codes.
It doesn't matter, man. They're going to put someone up the next time. The issues that we have continue as a people, regardless of whether or not Trump or Biden wins, man.
CJ ain't going away either. 844-967-2789. CJ, how you been, fella?
You hey, CJ.
Eagerly anticipating a vindicating verdict for Trump in New York?
I don't really expect it with 95% vote Democrat. And the way that judge has handled the case, he won't even let an FCC expert testify. Yeah,
not FCC,
but he'll let FEC. Michael Cohen speak to FCC rules and laws, but he'll let Michael Cohen approve him. So no, I don't expect a fair trial because it hasn't been, but that doesn't really shock me. But the sad case is our country's being destroyed while you guys are talking about this crap, you know, because that's the plan. The plan is working. Merrick Garland's plan is working.
New York state trial, fella.
Come on, man. Hey, man, number one, as Curtis said, this is a state trial. Number two, if Merrick Garland would have got off his ass a long time ago, we wouldn't be in the position that we are in right now.
Took over 20 months to name a special prosecutor.
If you want
to
criticize Merrick Garland, you're not going to get a whole lot of pushback from this guy.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We've got time for your phone calls. And eventually, Dom, Alito has a new explanation for the Jersey Shore house. We'll tell you that. But your phone calls. Let's keep talking about the Trump trial. If CJ is irritated, it must be good news for us. 844-967-2789.
I'm gonna say one thing, Trump.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Tom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. This is 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open, going there soon at 844-967-2789.
Tom, since CJ listens every day, but he doesn't really believe us, I would like to refute what he just said by using the words of a Fox News host earlier today. Fox News anchor to Alina Habba, Biden not responsible for Trump trial. Are you listening? Are you listening, CJ? I see you in the queue. Are you still listening? Fox News anchor, legal analyst Shannon Bream, pushback on an assertion made by Alina Habba. She was the one watching the video in court.
While the judge was giving jury instructions, yes.
Someone on the text line said it was Hunter Biden porn she was probably watching.
Nice.
Her and MTG both. But anyways, here is the statement made by Alina Habba. And Joe Biden, unfortunately, can't really do anything in office, Habba said, as she joined Bream, the host of Fox News Sunday, who was broadcasting for much of the afternoon from outside the Manhattan courthouse where the Trump trial is taking place. So he's got to use the same means as somebody who's just trying to have a quick slip and fall and make money. And that is, frankly, what we're seeing right now. I don't even know what she's talking about. Like, is that like being like a personal injury attorney? A quick slip and fall? So anyways, Habba continued. This is exactly a Biden show because he's got to distract the American people. And then Bream shut her down. But the Biden administration is not responsible for this trial.
Right.
And Habba came back in a CJ-like indignant fashion. How can you say the Biden administration is not responsible? Habba shot back. And Bream explained, as I've tried to, CJ, it's a state trial. It's Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Whether you think there's a political motive for him, it's not connected to the Department of Justice. I mean, the feds passed on these election charges. After Habba suggested logs showing state officials in New York and Georgia visiting the White House was proof of political influence in Trump's prosecution, Bream, the Fox News host, pushed back by saying, the Fed passed on these cases, is the point I'm making.
In other words, there's no connection, CJ. A little bit more. I don't know if you know this, Don, but Trump faces 34 charges in New York, and it's not Joe Biden's fault.
No, it's not.
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, it's not your fault either, I would hope. Welcome. Hey, what do you got for us?
Thanks a lot, Devils. Great show today. Hey, I don't know where he gets the idea that the country's going in a tank or being destroyed. We have the best economy in the world, and Biden likes working people. He likes Social Security and Medicare, all things.
People
like,
polled are so terribly misinformed on that topic, Paulie. I mean, it's not we're not trying to tell them. We're going to play some sound of the president, Joe Biden, not the defendant, in just a few minutes. But people are terribly misinformed about the state of the economy. They think we've got the highest unemployment rate in 50 years. The truth is just the opposite, Paul, as you well know. I mean, hell, the stock market just cracked 40,000. It's retreated a little from that high point. But, I mean, it was like 18, 19,000 when Trump left office.
Well, this is one of the best economies in my lifetime, and I'm retired. So maybe Bill Clinton might have been a little bit better. He took over for Daddy Bush there, but hey, Merrick Garland sucks, man.
Nobody's arguing with you, Paul.
he's a disaster. I mean, Trump might have been in jail by now for all we know. But New York is going after him. I still think they'll find one juror not to agree and maybe be a hung trial myself. But I hope I'm wrong because Trump is a disaster, CJ, and any right way. You know what? This guy makes Bush look good, okay?
Slow down.
And that's, yeah, well, he does.
I mean, Wisco Paul, he hasn't led us into any wars of aggression yet, and he hasn't killed half a million Iraqis yet. But, you know, he's talked about deporting millions of people, Paul, so he could far exceed W. Yeah.
Oh my God! Anyway, I don't know where to go from there, but we got a great economy. I like Biden. I wish there was two different people running, but there isn't. So I have to ride with Biden because Trump, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't like democracy, and he proved that on J6. Whether you want to believe that or not, and when you hear this is the bottom line: when a man speaks, you should listen to him. So if you listen to what Trump is saying, it's not good. So that's all I have for today. And Garland sucks, man.
All right, man. Thank you for the call, Paulie. Tom from Madison will squeeze you in. What do you got for us, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I love listening to DJ and you guys. But the one thing I'm tired of is the whole, oh, my God, they're out to destroy America. It's such snowflake stuff, man. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Next time, ask him to define exactly how the country's being
open
destroyed.
Borders, high inflation. They're taking our jobs. They're taking our guns.
How does that affect CJ personally? I haven't heard anything. I mean, the guy's still got unemployment if he gets unemployed. He's got Social Security when he retires. He's got it made in the shade. So it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you know, but he probably won't take any vaccines, and, you know, the next pandemic's likely to do him in. And there's also the investment in DJT stock. You know, he's all in on the DJT. So, Tom, there could be financial ruin in his future.
1.19, almost 2.5% to 51.12 at closing, but in after hours, trading is down just a tad. So, keep praying.
That's a shame. President Joe Biden. His sound from earlier today, and Alito's latest blaming it on the wife, Dominic.
The Crudy.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, Door County is getting national attention as a political bellwether. We'll find out why in our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at wcfw.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. CB